So why don't you turn with me over to 2 Corinthians chapter 8. 2 Corinthians chapter 8. And also, some of you guys have been asking about picking up the, being able to pick up the study online. And so if you need to pick up the study online, you can go to calvarysjc.com/men. And if you do that, Tony assures me that you will go right to it, and he has arranged it so you can go right down the list, okay, and be able to pick up the lessons there. And so there you go. Okay, 2 Corinthians chapter 8, let's pray. Father, we just thank you. We praise you for this time together and ask, God, that you would speak to us, Lord, through this kind of delicate subject of giving. And Lord, we just pray that you'd help us to be men, Lord, that would be gracious givers. Lord, help us to be men, Lord, that would, Lord, fulfill your word and to be able to worship you, Lord, even in our giving. And so, Lord, we just ask, God, for the anointing of your spirit upon us tonight. I pray that you would bless our time together here and also in the small groups. We ask it in Jesus' name. We all agreed and said, amen. It says, moreover, brethren, we make known to you the grace of God bestowed on the churches of Macedonia, that in a great trial of affliction, the abundance of their joy and their deep poverty abound in the riches of their liberality. For I bear witness that according to their ability, yes, and beyond their ability, they were freely willing, imploring us with such urgency that we would receive the gift and the fellowship of the ministering to the saints. Verse 5, and not only as we had hoped, but they first gave themselves to the Lord and then to us by the will of God. So we urged Titus that as he had begun, so he would also complete this grace in you as well. But as you abound in everything, in faith, in speech, in knowledge, in all diligence, and in your love for us, see that you abound in this grace also. The Apostle Paul was encouraging the believers at Corinth to be gracious givers. He was teaching them in this chapter and then also in chapter 9 of the grace of giving. So in the next several weeks, we're going to be talking about giving. It's kind of interesting because a lot of times we don't spend very much time on the subject of giving. And you probably have noticed that if you've attended here, you know, Pastor John's not up there, you know, making a plea for money. He's not up here making a plea for a building fund. He's not, you know, making some sort of plea and passing the, you know, having the ushers come twice and go through the crowd. And, you know, he's not taking a couple of offerings and that type of thing, you know. He's not up here, you know, nor we have ever, you know, go, okay, brothers, we want you to dig deep now. You got to dig deep and, you know, pull out that checkbook right now and just, you know, write it out. You know, we never had any sort of high pressure type of mentality. And sad to say, there is some churches that will do that. They have a high pressure mentality, or they're trying to reach a certain goal. But we like to depend upon the Lord. And God supplies, and he always has supplied, and I believe that he will continue to supply. And so we talk about giving when it's in context with Scripture. When the Scripture's talking about it, we're going to talk about it. And if it's not talking about it at a particular time, we're not going to go and make a topical study just to talk about it because one phrase had the word give in it. And so we're not going to do that. And so the next 3 weeks, you're going to hear studies on giving. And I hope and pray, it's my heart's desire, is that there's things that we need to learn about giving. There are things that we need to understand, the importance of being able to give. And I firmly believe that that comes from growing in our relationship with Christ. I believe it comes from having a strong relationship with the Lord and a mature relationship with the Lord and understanding the grace that God has given us. God has given us so much. How could we ever give back to him what he has given to us? This, you know, he's given us his only begotten son. You know, Jesus came to this earth and died for the sins of all mankind and rose again from the dead. He's given us life eternally and abundantly. And what more can we, what can we give him except, Lord, I give you my heart. Lord, I give you my, here I am, Lord, use me, fill me with your spirit. Here I am. I want to be an instrument of which you could work through. We give him ourselves as a living sacrifice. And then God says, I want your, you know, your time, talent, and treasures. And so we have that sort of mentality that I want to give him my time. I want to give him my talents. I want to give him my treasure as well. And so keep that in mind. It says, moreover, brethren, we made known to you the grace of God bestowed really upon the churches of Macedonia. Grace, as you know it, is God's unmerited favor. God's unmerited favor. There is nothing we can do to earn or work for it. The Bible says in Ephesians 2:8, for by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourself. It is a what? Gift. Gift of God. Not of works, lest any man should boast. But what we know is that Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Noah found grace. Moses found grace in the eyes of the Lord. We know that in God's grace is the promise of his presence. Is the promise of his presence. As we're in the midst of God's grace, we find that God's grace gives us salvation and brings us into his presence. We also know that God's grace covers all sins before the law and in the law. Listen to Romans 5, 12 through 17. Therefore, just as through one man sin entered the world, and death through sin, and thus sin spread to all men because all sinned, for until the law, sin was in the world, but sin is not imputed when there is no law. Nevertheless, death reigned from Adam to Moses, even over those who had not sinned according to the likeness of the transgression of Adam, who is the type of him who was to come. But the free gift is not like the offense, for if by one man's offense many died, much more, the grace of God and the gift by the grace of the one man, Jesus Christ, abound to many. And the gift is not like that which came through the one who sinned. For the judgment which came from the offense resulted in condemnation. But the free gift which came from many offenses resulted in justification. For if by one man's offense death reigned through the one, much more those who receive the abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness will reign in life through the one, Jesus Christ. Amen to that. Amen. We are justified and sanctified really by the very grace of God. He's took care of all our offenses, all of our sins. We also know that the grace is a gift from God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. And also, we can give God's grace to others. What an amazing thing that is. We can give God's grace to others. You say, how? By sharing the gospel of grace. By sharing the gospel of grace with those that don't know him. And by sharing the grace of giving. We can share the grace of giving. We can give what God has so richly given to us of our time and talent and treasures, our material possessions, back unto the Lord. This is what Paul was telling them in the first few verses of chapter 8. He was telling them about the churches in Macedonia, the area, how they were giving even in their trials and their deep poverty. Paul said they gave in great trial of affliction, resulting in an abundance of joy, and they gave even of their deep poverty, and it abounded in the riches of their liberality. That's just incredible. Did you catch that? That in their trial that they were going through, the great trial of affliction, what did it result in? An abundance of their joy. Wow. And then how about in their deep poverty, even in their deep poverty as they were giving, abounded in the riches of their liberality. They were blessed. They were blessed because they were giving. Listen, you can't outgive God. There's just no way. You cannot outgive God. The Bible says, actually, Jesus said in Luke 6:38, give and it will be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, it will be given to your bosom. For with the same measure that you use, it will be measured back to you. Wow. That's insightful, isn't it? The same measure that you're measuring out, it's going to be measured back to you. That means I want to give. So I'm getting, you know, it's like, oh, okay, but I want to have the right attitude. I don't want to give just to get. I want to give with the right heart and the right motive, as we'll see. Proverbs 19:17 says, he who has pity on the poor lends to the Lord, and he will pay back what he has given. Proverbs 22:9, he who has a generous eye will be blessed, for he gives of his bread to the poor. And Proverbs 28:27, he says, he who gives to the poor will not lack, but he who hides his eyes will have many curses. Jesus simply said this, it is more blessed to give than to receive. Amen? It's more blessed to give than to receive. And we'll find out later on that that God wants us to be really a cheerful, hilarious type of giver. So the question is, how should we be giving? Well, Paul goes on to say how the churches gave not only of their ability, but beyond their ability. Look at verses 3 and 4. It says, for I bear witness that according to their ability, yes, and beyond their ability, they were freely willing, imploring us with much urgency that we would receive the gift and the fellowship of ministering to the saints. I love Living Translation puts this, how it reads. It reads this, for I testify that they gave not only what they could afford, but far more. And they did it of their own free will. They begged us again and again for the privilege of sharing in the gift for the believers in Jerusalem. They even did more than we had hoped, for their first action was to give themselves to the Lord and to us, just as God wanted them to do. So how shall we be giving according to this verse? Well, give what you can afford. And if you can go beyond that, then it's between you and the Lord. Give what you can afford to give. And if God places on your heart to give more, then it's between you and the Lord. Also, give of your own free will. No one's twisting your arm. Give of your own free will. Give as the Spirit is leading you to be able to give. Give with joy, a joyful heart. Give with a willing heart to the Lord. It should be an attitude of really giving as an act of worship. An act of worship to the Lord. That's why when we have an offering here, you never take an offering. You always receive an offering. You never take an offering. You always receive an offering. And so when you're giving, we're receiving it as a church, but it's all unto the Lord. It's all giving unto the Lord for the work of the ministry. And so I love it that it's during our time when we're worshiping the Lord. In the middle of that worship, Brian will go, now the ushers are going to come forward and we're going to receive the morning offering. I love that because it's in the process of worshiping the Lord and it's a part of our worship. Giving is also knowing the grace of giving is a privilege. It's a privilege to be able to give unto the Lord. Notice they also gave with the right priority. Look at verse 5. They even did more than we had hoped. For the first action was to them give themselves to the Lord and to us. Don't you love that? Their first mindset, what was their first priority, their right priority, was first of all, I'm going to give myself to the Lord. I'm going to give myself to the Lord. It's like fulfilling. I can see the scripture being fulfilled. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, and mind, and strength, and then love one another. They first was loving the Lord, and then Paul says, and to us. They gave themselves to us, just as God wanted them to do so. So we have urged Titus, who encouraged your giving in the first place, to return to you and encourage you to finish the ministry of giving. It's been about 1 year that's gone by, And they were putting together this offering. And basically what Paul is saying, guys, it's time to it's time to do this now. It's time. You've been collecting this for a year and working on it for a year. Now it's time to be able to give this offering so we can take it to Jerusalem for the saints there. Since you excel in so many ways, he says. He goes, since you excel in so many ways, I'm sorry, to return to you and encourage you to finish this ministry of giving. Since you excel in so many ways, in your faith, in gifted speakers, in knowledge, your enthusiasm, and your love from us. I love this because in all these areas, they were excelling in. You know, the Corinthian church, you know, they were a church that was exciting. They had a lot of they had a lot of problems, and a lot of problems were corrected, but they were a church that was zealous for the Lord, a church that was using the gifts of the Holy Spirit. And so they had to be corrected on some of those areas, but they were a church that just wanted to love God and serve the Lord. And so Paul is saying to them, now you excelled. Now you've excelled in your faith, and that's excellent. In gifted speakers, you have gifted speakers. And you have good teachers that are there, and you've excelled in that. That's great. In their knowledge, he says, in their enthusiasm, and even in their love. Even in their love, they're just, you know, showing the love of Jesus Christ. But Paul wanted them to abound and excel in one more thing. And he says, I want you to excel also in this gracious act of giving. That's what I want you to excel in. I want you to excel. It's wonderful to excel in all of those different things. It's wonderful. But it also, you need to understand that it's for you to be able to excel in the gracious gift of being able to give. Because giving is a gift that God gives to us. We have that privilege, and if we have a free will and a willing heart and just have our eyes set upon the Lord, we're growing in our relationship with Christ. It comes a natural process to be able to want to give back to the Lord what he's so graciously given to us. Listen, my brothers, there is no better indicator of growth in our new life in Christ than in the area of giving. Amen. Amen. Father, we just thank you for your word tonight. And we ask, God, that you would help us. Lord, as we go through these studies on giving, God, that you would speak, Lord, to our hearts. Lord, that you would convict our hearts, Lord. That you would show us areas, Lord, that we need to give, Lord. If that's in our time, if that's in the talents and abilities that you've given us, Lord, if that's in our treasure or material possession, show us, Lord. Show us, Lord, those areas that you want us to be able to give in, Lord. And help us to yield, Lord, to the ministry of your Spirit and the gift of giving. But we ask this in Jesus' name. We all agreed and said, amen. Amen. God bless you guys.